corner is all the tanks.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Alana, Jay, Rob, Matt, and Zach.
Hello.
Today we're talking about Dune Episode 5, Dune Prophecy, the penultimate episode, as it turns out.
Surprised me as well. Yeah, I just
how are they going to wrap this all up?
You have to wait till next season, boy.
No.
Hasn't been announced yet. Might not happen. I don't know.
Oh, who is Cloak and Dagger? Good luck. Yeah.
And we're playing Marvel Rivals for the very first time. Expect lots of confusion. So
the random is playing Cloak and Dagger.
Okay.
Maybe he just wants to stare at Dagger's ass the whole time.
Cloak and Dagger are really freaking good in the game. Like, really good.
Okay.
You're good with them. That's the problem. You're right.
Anyway,
nice. Rocket's good.
So jumping into Dune, I thought the production values in this episode looked particularly good. The ships, the cities, the sets, a little bit of everything.
That one-winged ship, I was like, oh, that looks actually kind of cool. Like, Denis Villeneuve wouldn't be too embarrassed to have that in his movie.
Yeah. So we begin with the arrival of the Sauterkraut, or the sauerkraut, as we call them.
Oh, they are the Sauterkraut. That's what I thought.
An early version of Sauterkraut, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they arrive, and I like that they refer to Desmond Hart as a good and loyal subject.
Indeed. He plays the part very well.
Yeah. Oh, guys, everybody die.
No. Oh, someone's behind us. Yeah. No.
Starlight. I'm not sure what happened. This is new. So they arrive and they're ready to go stamp out the insurgency, and then Taboo shows up.
The actress's name, for the record. Yeah.
Taboo. That's the actress's name. Yeah.
Taboo.
Hollywood legend.
Tula.
Wait, is this the Francesca?
Yeah, Sister Francesca.
Francesca.
From Space India?
Yes, that's right.
Now.
That was Zach's joke first.
So, Jay, we're getting some feedback. This is the game volume is too loud.
I'm trying to fix it. That's why I'm not really playing.
All right.
Back here.
She's almost dead. Oh, you tried to revive me. Yeah, so we shut out and we learned that she's the prince's mom. And I kind of like remembered that mentioned that he was a bastard, but I didn't really remember.
Did. That's why he's not the heir, because you know, it's the girl.
That's right.
Yeah, so this whole plot line, I guess, was interesting. Did he cheat on his wife with her, or did he get with her before the wife? Why do they hate each other? Besides the obvious.
Right. Wouldn't you hate a woman who stole your husband? Stole your man?
I mean, she didn't really complete the stealing.
I guess that's true.
I do not remember the whole thing of her having this bastard son, that whole situation. Yeah. So then we have Sister Jen just asking questions, asking uncomfortable questions.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tula is like, okay, fine, I need your help. Well, she has the good thought, which is that there's something special about you.
That makes
you, you're not getting the virus. You're not getting the dreams. So.
Mm-hmm. So
let's
take
a look.
So you're the perfect person to get this. So they go see Lila, and Lila's screaming like in the preview from last time. Well, it's freaking out.
Right.
Yeah.
And we learn why. Because she's not actually Lila. She's some ancestor.
She's Mother Raquella.
She's Mother Raquella. Yeah. Oh yeah, and then Duke Harkonnen goes and talks to Desmond Hart. So it's the Hart and the Harkonnen.
That's right.
A great team up. there ever was one.
Yeah, we also get a scene where Constantine meets his mother. It was funny. And I liked all the spy versus spy and how Harkonnen is playing both sides.
Right.
So he always comes out on top.
Yeah, so Hart wants to know about the Sisterhood, what they're up to. He somehow has figured out that there's a connection between the Sisterhood and the Rebellion. Do you guys remember how he knows that?
I do not remember. Anyone else?
The spider. He was told.
Told by who?
Al Shaddai, or whatever.
Al Shaddai?
Whatever the worm's name is. He came out of it knowing.
This is how he knows everything?
Yeah. Hela is like the best DPS character in the game, just so you know. And one of the easiest to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hela?
Yeah, Hela.
All right.
Yeah, so. Yes, yeah, so they tell Harkonnen. Someone is spying on the sisters. Everybody's spying on everybody. This is like a spy show.
And so the Harkonnen guy tells him this really long story about the market. He's like, if you want to know, you have to go to the one underground market. That's where they got their stuff from.
Mm.
Because of all his knowledge from his whale trading business.
Yeah,
that's right. And then illegal whale trading.
Yeah, and the Desmond is like, that's nice, but that's not enough to, get you off the hook for betraying the Emperor.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I like Desmond. Right. The story. He's like, go on. I don't know where you're going with this. Like, I can't tell Hell's Mark Desmond is supposed to be. Travis Fimmel doesn't strike me as a smart person in real life, but like,
well, that's why he's such a good actor.
Yeah. Is he a great actor? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anywho's. The plan is now kill Desmond and get Carino back in the good graces of the sisters. That's the plan.
That's right. Man, I'm doing really well as Groot.
Groot is good.
Good job, dude.
Thanks, Mike. He's got a lot of like crowd control stuff.
Yes.
Die, Jeff.
Poor Jeff. Where were we?
Yeah. All right, so Val goes to kill Hart. I wrote who's Val?
Valia.
Oh, the Mother Superior?
Mother Superior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
help!
Oh, no, she doesn't go to kill him. She's like, okay, I have a plan. It's already in motion to kill him. Yeah. Right. So, anytime now.
So then we get the best line in the entire show, if you ask me, which is, we're going to go stamp out some insurgents. You want to come? Like, get in there.
I also like when, like, way later in terms of lines, when she's like, Jen, I'm going to show you something and you're going to have an opinion about it.
Yeah, that was funny.
Let's see if that. Jen has an opinion about everything.
Was not wrong.
Does Desmond know that, like, young Kieran Atreides or whatever is the traitor? Like, no. No? Okay, because he had such a look at him, and I was like, does he know?
Yeah.
And it's just like waiting for his moment to strike. I really honestly couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, initially he doesn't have any idea, I don't think.
I was there to say. Swallowed by the divine mom.
Oh wait! Oh guys, I wanted to say something about Desmond Hart in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Rob, I hope you back me up on this. I feel like in old TV shows and movies, they would give the villains kind of like a gay affect.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Crazy.
I feel like Desmond Hart was kind of coming off that way in this episode.
Oh, I think he's getting increasingly crazy. His one eye was like looking in a totally different direction.
Well, I mean, they were like melted and eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, he's a very goofy character, which I should like, but I don't know. It doesn't really fit the tone of the show as much.
He still comes across as budget Charlie Hunnam.
Ooh,
yeah, absolutely.
This part, budget Charlie Hunnam. So this is that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, so Hart's cracking down.
See the Rebel Girl.
Kieran Atreides goes to warn the Fremen girl. He's like, watch out, they're coming for you, baby.
So Guru has a bunch of funny observations of this episode. There's a part where they fly in on the ship, like a bunch of sisters, right? The sisters travel together. She says, the ship's just an empty box. You can't even see inside.
Well, they flew away. Those were the sisters fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but which really confused me. I did not get that at first. I was like, what the heck is happening? Oh, wait. Are they coming? They're leaving or are they going on a mission? But I was like, but they're not full sisters yet. What's happening? Right. And then you saw the creepy ones up on the cliff being all creepy, staring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So Lila does a bunch of science. She's like, all right, let's just do some science. Let's get in the lab. Science the shit out of it.
Science.
That's right.
I like that scene because I was like, wow, something's actually happening that moves the plot forward.
Yeah. Somebody's actually like doing something instead of just like complaining.
And just like talking like shit talk to each other.
You guys ever
like, sister of me, like, go away.
You guys ever do anything or just stand around and talk?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, she's also seen the damage before. She can figure out that this is some kind of they call it a retrovirus.
RNA retrovirus.
Which is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I was like, okay, that's...
Everybody's dead.
God.
It's a fear virus. It attacks the fear enzymes on the brain.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's using like machines, right? Which is
yes.
Which Desmond is supposedly against.
Yeah, is why it's tucked away and only with the codex can enter, and it's a highly guarded secret. Mm-hmm. Which is why, like, none of the other sisters, other than Lila, Tula, and Mother Superior know about it because. So taboo, and that's what was the secret that the sister gave.
Oh, you retrieved me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, is that the enemy, like, start?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know what's happening.
We get the best scene in the movie, or at least the most action-packed, where they blew the budget, where Desmond visits the bar. And he's like, why is a Fremen here? Which the audience wanted to know that, too. I've always been curious to know. Anyone have any theories? She's just like, I don't like it there.
She was sent there because of the sisterhood. So she's lying.
Lies.
You know, she probably wouldn't have left if she hadn't been a sister.
Oh,
she's clearly still a...
Well, how did she join the sisterhood? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. Maybe she was kidnapped.
This one's why she doesn't like the sisterhood much.
Wait, who left the sisterhood?
Fremen chick.
She didn't leave
the sisterhood. She's just pretending not to be in the sisterhood. Left her. Undercover.
I totally left the sisterhood. You gotta believe me, you guys. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yep. So she's setting up all the bombs. They're gonna come kill. They're coming Desmond for Hart. They somehow know about her. I guess maybe Desmond Hart once again somehow knows about it. I don't know how, but but she's there to know. They know she's they know Hart's coming.
Yeah, and so we get the whole bit. This Desmond is saved by his shield, I guess the rest of them didn't have shields? Did they explain this?
None of them had the time to react. Remember, he just barely had enough time to cross his hands in front of his crotch. I don't know why that's a...
Well, that's like your go-to. It's the go-to response if you think you're going to get blown up. Makes sense to me.
That's a funny gag.
It's like in Chernobyl, where they have to save what they can.
I thought he was just pressing the button to activate it, not touching, covering his crotch. Like, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was like unbelievable
part of the whole thing. His shield. He should be fucking dead, or at least like really hurt.
Well, like, clearly Valya had the same reaction.
Well, what's funny is if Valya is like completely baffled that he's alive, but if shields are a thing, right? But,
yeah, exactly. So yeah, she
even the shield shouldn't have been able to do it.
No, but presumably a shield should not have been able to like stop a giant explosion.
Right.
Like an absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little jump of the shark a little bit. He's getting a little too powerful. Giant is a little too much.
But didn't the other guards have shields? Because they were like getting all shiny with the red and blue. And I was just very confused.
Yeah, they had shields.
They had shields.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they did have shields, but like they were brought down from being whatever attacked slowly with a knife or whatever.
But he wasn't attacked. That was what annoyed me, I guess, because he was doing like these really fast swings. I mean, I guess presumably he's slowing down at the very last split second. I'm not seeing it. I don't know. It just didn't look right to me.
Did wrong.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, we actually won a game.
What's up,
oh my
guys?
God.
Can you believe it?
I don't get a
GGs.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Hey, nicely done.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. So they blow up the place, and then the swordsman and the sister just stand there outside, chitter chattering. It was like they got all the time in the world, which is funny. And he discovers she is the sister. She's like, I only see only one kind of people carry that knife. Sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was funny.
She's undercover. She should really be carrying less identifying materials also. They make other kinds of knives.
But that's the one that works. And it's all coy and cute. And you can flip it out and it has a nice solid when it comes out. And then, yeah. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the game.
And he's like, no. He's like, you know, get out of here. I'll never want to see you again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And right. He won't.
Do we talk about the smooch between the emperor and Sister Francesca?
No, but I'm not surprised. Clearly, it's just a political marriage.
Smoochy, smoochy.
Yeah, did anyone really think that Constantine was the child of the queen or whoever she counts as? I didn't. I was wondering who the actual mother was.
Yeah, I had no idea. I also am unclear if they explained it in a previous episode or not.
Right. Okay, so I don't remember the setup, but I quickly predicted the dialogue where somebody says to, I think it's Valya, she's like, what do you know? And I predicted she was going to say more than you know, but what she said was more than you can imagine.
I can imagine a lot.
I can imagine quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right, so, Constantine finds
and now
the rebel.
And then later on we learn what it was. None of the ending didn't really surprise me.
Yeah, I also like the conversation with Francesca, where he says the sisterhood never does anything without a purpose. And I was like, yeah, as opposed to everybody else in this show and in real life who do things without a purpose.
That's right. People do things without purpose all the time.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so Constantine finds the rebel, what does this say? Not Mop?
Mop?
Oh, he finds the rebel map palace, and then he confronts the Atreides guy. But they don't even have an epic fight. He just calls the cops.
Yeah,
what a loser.
Well, so
but I'm not a character on a TV show.
I mean, he's not going to be able to beat his own master.
Yeah, that's why we were hoping for a cool fight. But I guess we already had one.
Yeah, cool fight.
So She explains also that the purpose of Constantine is to protect his sister. That was cool.
Is the sister the older or younger one?
We're talking about that. We think she's younger. I thought she was younger, right?
Too. I think she's younger.
So,
but the actress looks older, though? Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I was like, she used her intuition powers or her prescient powers to know that she was going to have another kid, I guess? Question mark?
Well, they plan the whole thing. They always know how to manipulate.
And the sisterhood are like, the one thing that they have going for them is they have complete control over their bodies. So she probably was like, yep.
She's like, time to get pregnant.
Yeah, she's like, let's go.
All right, so we get a cool scene with the sisters. What's her name? Michaela, Francesca, and Valia. Do they all end in A, by the way? All their names?
Okay, so someone on Reddit was like, oh my god, you guys noticed that the sisterhood, they all end in A? It's like, that's just women's names.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh my goodness. Never noticed. But yeah, she says to, Michaela says to Theodosia, don't be so naive, Acolyte.
Yeah,
I was like, Acolyte. They should have called the show The Acolyte.
They should have. The Acolyte.
So the sword guy gets betrayed by Constantine, and then the brother gets promoted to head of the fleet.
He gets betrayed? That's evidence. Like, in the middle of the fucking palace. Yeah.
In his locker?
That was really an unlocked locker
of all things.
He went to the Luigi school of having evidence on your person.
I was like, damn,
can a guy get some privacy around here? You know?
If he wants to get caught, you know?
No respect for their treaties.
Those criminals do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this whole scene with him was really weird. We'll talk about that later, I guess. But yeah. So we get the scene where the brother gets promoted to head of the fleet, and the mom starts acting super, super weird. Super weird.
Yeah.
So sketchy. She just leaves in the middle of dinner to go bang Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Not Charlie Hunnam.
Whatever.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, that was gross. That was very gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
Oh, did you like the part where the princess truth says Atreides?
Yeah.
So she hasn't even set foot on Wallach 9 and she can be a truthsayer.
It's because Kasha was training her.
Yeah, training her.
Okay, fine. I accept that.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. We appreciate
the answer.
Yeah. All right. And then testing heart. So they test the DNA. They test the heart DNA, and they say that he's Atreides, part Harkonnen.
He's got
a little bit of everything. That makes him the ultimate guy.
Yeah, and do we think that it's Guru predicted that Tula was his mom? Is that fairly obvious from her reaction?
I did.
Yeah, I think that's the only explanation.
Well, don't go off by yourself.
I thought that like episode two. I was like, oh, that's gonna be like someone who's from the planet, so that's gonna be her.
Oh wow! I just got merch.
She sacrificed for everything.
Yeah, but they definitely didn't set up that she had a kid, right?
No.
Just imagine that, right?
I guess it was that guy. Yeah, the Atreides guy she betrayed, presumably.
Oops.
The guy that she had sex with.
Yeah, the only guy she's ever had sex with, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Only his.
And let him finish.
That's true.
Did you guys? there was a thing on Twitter that was about how the pullout method is actually effective. Don't believe big birth control.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's funny. Wait,
in the show, you mean?
No. This is in real life. Yeah, on Twitter in the TV show.
Well, I thought people were talking about the show.
Yeah, no.
All right.
The queen smooches heart, and then what do I have here at the end? Anti-sister? Oh, yeah. She's like, let's take down the sisterhood together. God, I hate the sisterhood.
Well, I mean, obviously, clearly the guy's been anti-sisterhood since he arrived.
Right.
That's why he drove Tula away.
There's a guy up on top sniping.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the final fight here. And then when she starts kissing Desmond, Guru said, "This lady's unbelievable."
This show is really not doing a good job of characterizing Mark Strong. I feel like Mark I say Strong. That every episode, and it's still true.
Characterizing him how?
Because he's like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, he is. He's a loser.
And they're like, that's Constantine, my daddy will never love me. And the sister's like, I'm so scared. He's so scary. I'm like, he's not scary. And why do you crave his approval?
Because he's the emperor. They were still the man. Not the man.
He doesn't seem the type to cheat on his wife, actually. He seems like a real wife.
I mean, any ruler's going to cheat on his wife, right? That's just what you do.
He's just so lame, but I guess like that's part of his lameness. He's just like, I'll just make out with my ex-girlfriend or whatever. Like
first wife, you might say.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Look at Barbie taking his shirt off. Get in there,
That was gross too. He's old.
Oh, please.
No, it was gross.
Iron Man's almost dead.
I did think this episode was better, though. Oh, God.
It's a little bit juicier, this episode. And, like, I think the direction's a little bit more fun. It's not as, like, stately, I thought.
Stately Wayne Manor.
More action.
Yeah. I mean, still not enough action, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, they spent all the money on the sets. They looked amazing.
Green screen.
I thought they looked good. Yeah, I thought they looked good too.
All right, well, that's the episode.
Yeah, we went through it fast.
Yeah. It was one
It's not that fast. Time flies when you're getting destroyed in Marvel Rivals.
Hey, we weren't getting destroyed.
I had a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Did anything really catch you off guard?
I suppose not. I thought the swordsman was going to get away with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
They could have played that out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we moving on to questions of the day?
I think so. Are we moving on to Dominion or Super?
Wait, are we doing? We could probably do one more and then do Dominion. My opinion. Mm-hmm. We got to commit. What are we doing? When are we doing Strange Rival? What's the name of the
Secret level?
Secret level. Yeah.
Skip it.
Wow.
Okay. So what are we doing after June?
We can watch it at our own pace and have one episode about it, but I've watched some of it and I don't really like it. So I don't really want to spend like weeks on it.
Weeks, you say?
Weeks.
I mean, I guess it would be weeks, because it's only, what, 15 episodes?
It's like two drops of eight or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I was actually slightly intrigued, at least for some of the episodes, like the Mega Man and the... I heard the Pac-Man was kind of fucked up.
It was! Yeah! That's why I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
Well, I mean, like...
That's humping me up. Like...
It was fucked up. The D&D one was kind of interesting. The Warhammer one was confusing.
I heard the really good things about the Warhammer one from people who don't do Warhammer.
I don't understand Warhammer, so I didn't understand it.
Neither does Ramus, but Ramus said to watch it because he liked it. And I was like, okay. I was like, sure. I don't know what that means.
And they're still doing that Concord episode, I assume, even though it got canceled the game within like 2 weeks.
Is that in the second half?
I assume so. They're probably not going to frontline that.
Anyway, question of the day.
All right. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, what are we watching after Dune?
Well, Dune's not over, right?
Well, it's one more episode, right?
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you? We were talking about that in the beginning.
No, they have way too much stuff to wrap up.
Well, the whole other season.
That's why it's an upcoming show. Yeah.
They don't have to wrap things up anymore.
I don't know. You guys want to watch The White Lotus?
Sure. I'm going to anyway, so.
It's not until February.
Sounds like we got to do Secret Level.
Okay, I guess we might have to do Secret Level.
No, there's other stuff, isn't there?
Secret Level.
Yeah, probably.
Are we capturing the point, or do we have the point?
Yeah, we captured the point.
Oh, yay, go us. All right. Sorry. So, all right, questions of the day. Stand by. All right. For our first question of the day comes to us from Guru.
Oh.
Yeah. It is. If you could upgrade your car with one thing, what would it be?
Upgrade my car.
Giant truck bed.
No. Your existing car you would put in a giant truck bed? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to ask a car person?
Are these people even more nubbly than we are?
I think they come in one at a time, so yeah.
Maybe the game felt bad and they're actually all bots. Guys, we're doing so well. We're doing World of Warships so
it's
great.
It's a whole World of Warships situation all over again.
So for my car, I actually want something very simple, which is a remote starter.
Oh.
If anyone looking for something on the birthday list.
I don't think you can just buy those.
You can. It depends.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how would you install it into like your ignition system?
Yeah, you wire it in.
Professional can do that.
I used to install
them. Chewbacca can do it.
Yeah, I used to install them back in the day.
Jay, is there anything you can't do?
They humble a lot.
Kill Bruce Banner.
Die, Beauty Banner. I don't know. My minivan is already so great, I don't know what I would add. I mean, the remote starter, I don't really need it because I have a garage.
Three levels? We had three times.
We had two out of three. Capture
it now. Oh, okay.
You just think of that, like Pimp My Ride. What's some of the options on there?
Racing Stripes? I don't know.
Oh, I still have my ultimate from the last level.
Internal DVD player.
That's interesting.
Spinners.
I don't need any of that. Oh, I guess can I say autopilot?
Sure.
Self driving?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, definitely that.
Do you trust self-driving?
Well, yeah, we talked about this before with self-driving cars. Like, do I install something that's gonna kill me? No, I don't want to do that. But yeah, nope, that's what I would say.
That's a good one. I would do my car's old, so I just want one of those like rear view cameras. I'm like, you know, when I'm doing parallel parking, nice. I'm just like, I don't know how close I am. I'll just like keep bumping into them until
keep tapping them.
Yeah, just tap it in. Yeah, just you know, be Gilmore style. Just
tap.
It. That's funny.
Yeah, so that'd be nice.
I have one on the minivan, and I don't know what I did without it.
Okay. So we got Rob. Alana, how about you?
I said, listen.
What? Are we going to distract him?
I can't remember what you said. I know you the answered. Giant truck bed.
No, serious answer, Alana.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Serious answers only.
Die, Doctor Strange, die, die, die. Well, did Jay answer?
No.
She's thinking hard.
It's hard. Maybe a bigger turbo, but probably not. Just because. That's reliability, and I'm pretty strong as is. but yeah, probably just a larger turbo. All
right, so I think that's everybody, dude.
Okay. Stand by for question number two.
On me.
Question number two comes to us courtesy of me. What is the most masculine and most feminine thing about you?
The most masculine thing what I'm doing right now.
I guess.
Podcasting and playing a video game?
That's...
Oh.
The most masculine thing I do is lift weights.
Go ahead. Lift weights.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I lift weights, and the most feminine thing is I used to watch The Real every day.
Totally.
No commenting on other people, thank you.
I also like musicals, and...
What the fuck?
I don't know if drinking tea is considered unmanly, but I do that.
No. Drinking tea is not unmanly.
Tell the British that tea's unmanly and then get beat up.
Well, British people are not. They're not very manly.
Can someone help me with this Black Panther?
Nope. I'm too busy fighting my counterpart. Counterpart, R2-D2. I would say the most masculine thing about me is I have a lot of body hair. and a magnificent beard, if I do say so myself. And the feminine thing, I mean, yeah, I like musicals too. Which is apparently a feminine thing. I don't think that's fair, but yeah.
Wait, we let them take the point. What the hell, you guys?
I was there fighting Black Panther. I don't know what happened to the rest of them.
No, you're not. Doctor Strange died.
What did he say? Stop opening portals.
Why does he have to announce it? You know?
That's because it's his ult.
Okay.
Death from above, et cetera, like Overwatch.
Nice game, guys.
Yay.
And feminine. Yeah, I guess I'll just say musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I started using like moisturizer.
Oh, that's good. Moisturizer's good.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Bill. Way to crush it.
Ages sounds like a
bot. Wait, you know that guy?
Yeah. That's my former roommate, Bill.
Oh, hello. I thought of another feminine thing about me. Which is that I'm a trad wife.
You're a trad wife?
Wow.
Yeah. I cook, I clean, I take care of the kids. Yep. All that
stuff.
Start
your own YouTube channel.
You churn your own butter?
Yeah. I certainly do, Zach, if you know what I mean.
Gross.
Wait, Alana said masculine, but she didn't say feminine.
Feminine is doing my nails.
Okay.
What would be mine? Wait, we're not gonna fight about it?
Nope.
Okay.
I was told when I was in my program that I should invest in finding good nail people.
Okay.
But I never did.
And are you okay?
I guess. Maybe. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what mine would be. Hold on, be right back.
Rob?
I'll say, yeah, I mean, I would say fostering kittens is kind of girly, but like, I was looking up stats, like, guys are into cats, even maybe more than girls are, so.
It's cats or kittens?
Well, I put in same basket, yeah, but because that's adorable. Yes, I'll say that, but I guess I mean I have a million girly things, but like I guess I watch Love Is Blind. That's pretty girly. Like I've seen every season.
Reality TV.
Yeah, reality TV is pretty girly. Most masculine. Barely anything. I don't know. My voice, maybe. I don't know.
Hey,
my...
There you go. That's a good.
There
one.
We go.
The red hair.
The red hair.
Right. Women don't have red hair. Great point, Alana.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to do kung fu. I was like beating people up, but like I don't know.
Wow.
It's kind of dorky.
It was not.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it, but. Yeah, it's a little dorky.
I know kung fu.
Yeah.
If I was doing boxing, I think that would be more macho. But
yeah.
Whatever. I'll take it.
I think martial arts is pretty macho. I think martial arts is pretty macho in general.
Well, thank you.
I support it.
I do as well, since I was a former instructor.
Nice.
Martial arts.
Yep.
Good old martial arts. What? I don't know. I like cute stuff. That goes for both ways. And then I like doing mechanical and technical stuff, and that goes both ways. I don't know. Played rugby, that's both things nowadays.
Yeah. Go either way.
I mean, women can do all this stuff, but it doesn't make it feminine. Right? That's true. All. Oh, no, the bishop.
I guess, yeah, I guess it's all my athletic and tech car shit would be that. And I guess my hairlessness, like you said, you're the opposite of you.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe my plushie collection and my little knickknacks. I don't know. My career. Any of the above.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, probably my career. Probably the most.
Most what?
Feminine.
Feminine? Interesting.
It is a heavily female-dominated crew.
Go,
although
Rob.
It's getting better.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. And our last question comes to us courtesy of Alana. You all were waiting for it. Would you rather have bad breath or BO?
I forgot about that.
I wrote it down.
BO.
Really? That's crazy.
There. All right.
I thought it would be clearly bad breath.
What about for the smooching? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I say bad breath, yeah, because I feel like that's easier to deal with. You just chew gum a lot.
I mean, if you have BO, you won't be smooching anyway.
Hey, people understand. Some people are allergic to deodorant, and they just have to deal with it.
Oof. Yeah.
You guys are just always smelly anyway, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I just came from the gym.
You just say that.
But if you have bad breath, can't you just, like, chew some gum and then you're done?
If you have really bad breath, that ain't covering shit. And then it just smells like minty bad breath.
I guess that's true. Maybe I'll just
mask
up.
Which is even more disgusting. Oh. I'm just remembering one time I had a friend who didn't know about those, the tonsil stones or whatever those are called. And they had like a bunch of them. So it just smelled like death every time they even like looked at in your, like by you and like talked by you. And you're like, dude, you need to check to see if you have those tonsil things. I think you do. It wasn't that bad. Like you didn't have bad breath like a month ago. And they're like, what's that? And they're like, oh, and yeah, they were like, and they were just like a handful. I was like, oh. They tried to cover it up, and it was bad when they tried to cover it up.
Bad news.
Bad news bears.
Always check to see if you have those tonsil stones or whatever they're called.
Great. Now I don't know what they're called. Well, I'm sticking with my answer, though you make a convincing case. Zach agrees with me. What about Alana and Rob?
I'd rather have bad breath because, I mean, I can, like, control that more. I feel like I would just, you know, be less of a mouth breather, and we shouldn't be mouth breathers anyway. So I think I could survive that. And just, like, you know, the person that, you know, is kissing you probably is, maybe she's already in love with you or he's already in love with you, so they can... You know,
so they can deal with the body odor. There's going to be all other smells and shit happening.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, relationships are smelly, so it's yeah, they'll make it work.
Wow, it is your question.
Possible than BO, because if you smell like a bad odor the whole day, it's like you can't do anything, but you can chew gum or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool indeed.
Cool in the pool. All right. Anything else to discuss? Any new business?
I don't think so. I think we're done. Thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.